Let's Talk. I'm Dick Griffith, and welcome back. We're beginning a four-part series here. Each one has a story that I've told along the way in various ways, things the Lord has taught me. And I'd like to just share some of those with you. Hopefully they'll be of interest. The scripture talks about stories, but it talks about stories with a point, with a subject, with a sense of meaning and application. And in the scripture, those are called parables. So hopefully each of these stories will be kind of like a parable. So we'll start with this one and then work through three or four of these over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So one of the things I've noticed in churches is that churches tend to use Bible words all the time. And they're words that if you're in church, you kind of have a vague idea what they mean. Maybe not a real specific idea, but there's a definition, and some folks have learned a specific definition and some haven't. But someone comes in to visit and they hear a Bible word and they go, what are they talking about? For example, grace. We hear about grace all the time in church. Well, that's God's unmerited favor, his desire to smile at us and help us and reach out to us that we do not deserve. That's grace. We talk about mercy, which is his desire to forgive us. And the fact that Christ died for us allows us to know forgiveness. So his unmerited forgiveness, that's mercy. The one I'd like to touch on today is faith. And what is faith? Well, I have faith. If you ask people, do you have faith? People will often say, yeah, I'm a person of faith. What do they mean? They're sort of mystical. They think about the world around them. They look at life and they look at creation and they say, well, that's really special. There's some special things there. And so I'm a person of faith. But faith, according to the scripture and according to the Bible and the faith we're talking about in church, has an object. You have to have an object for it to be biblical faith. So, for example, Habakkuk 2:4 says, the just shall live by faith. Those that are just, that are acceptable to God, live by faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, what might that mean? The substance of things hoped for. If I have hope, does that have substance? Does it weigh 2 pounds? Does it have a? Can I see it? Can I touch it? No, you can't. It's the substance of things hoped for. That which I look ahead for. The evidence of things I cannot see. So that definition helps me a lot. Faith is trusting in something I cannot see, but yet there's a specific object there and a purpose in it. The other passage that's so helpful is in Romans 14, which says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Oh, well, we certainly want to please God. We want to do what God is looking for us to do. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. So I'd like to tell you a story that might give an example to this that would be helpful. So I'm medical in my background, as some of you know. Spent 12 years in private practice, and then at the beginning of the Gulf War in 1990, I came up on active duty with the Air Force. And they send doctors, nurses, chaplains off to basic training. Now, you people that are Marine Corps graduates, you're laughing about this. Well, our basic training was not real tough, but it had its challenges. And for me, one of them was rappelling down a tower. Oh, what's that? That's where you're at the top of a tower, and they teach you how, with a harness on and rope, to get down safely to the ground. It sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun to some people. Maybe even Jordan over here likes to do that. However, I am petrified of heights. So wait a minute, you were in the Air Force and you're afraid of heights? Well, you put me in an airplane at 30,000 feet, I don't have a problem at all. But you put me on top of a ladder and I have some great difficulty. So here I am, brand new in the Air Force at basic training, standing in a line and waiting my turn to learn how to rappel down this 60-foot tower. The guy in front of me, he's scared, he's frightened. I'm scared, I'm frightened, I'm in a sweat. I've got to do this. I've got to get down. I've got to get through this qualification. He goes up there and starts they attach the rope and he starts to back down. And the sergeant standing at the top looking at him says, "Look up, look up, keep looking up, don't look down, don't look down." And as he starts down, bouncing along the vertical side of that tower, foot by foot, bouncing down, he turns and looks down. And when he does that, his feet go up and his head goes down and he starts screaming. And they let him very carefully down to the bottom, to the ground. And I thought, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to do this? So it was my turn. I got up there. They put the harness on me. I start backing up. And the sergeant says, "Do not look at the ground. Sir, do not look down." And I just kept looking up, looking up, looking up. And I bounced my way down and they let me down. And I did not look down. And then after a period of time, he looks at me and he says, "Sir, now you can look down." And I look down and I'm like 2 inches off the ground. And it was just such a relief. I could relax. So for me to learn about faith was, and this is a true story, for me to learn about faith was looking up, not looking down. Always looking up, never looking down. And that's what faith for me is all about. So I'd like to share with you out of 1 Corinthians 2:9-12. But as it is written, what no eye has seen nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. That comes from Isaiah 64. No eye has seen. Faith. The eye of faith cannot see the future. Nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of the person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. So faith is about a focus on an object and the person of Jesus Christ. And that faith can be understood. What the Scripture teaches can be understood, because for believers, and if you're out there and you're not a believer, you don't have the Holy Spirit. So for believers, as Ephesians 1 says, the Holy Spirit indwells a life. And that life then can be dedicated and consecrated and concentrated on what God wants you to do. Again, Romans 14:23, without faith it is impossible to please him. So be thinking, where is that faith and what is your faith in? And I thank you for the time you've given me, and let's pray as we go. So Father, I thank you. I love you. I pray that you'd help each one of us to, by faith, walk the direction you want us to walk and believe the things you want us to believe and serve in such a way that we can glorify your name and be pleased as your servants. So I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.